Good afternoon, sir. How are you doing? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, sir. Right. So, you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency. Could you just please state your full name and your ABC number for us for the record?
It's Justin Sturgeon, 310-107.
Okay. Mr. Sturgeon, I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing this afternoon. To my far left, your right, is the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Moore. In the middle, we have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who is our board chair. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. Sir, my name is Michael Johnson. I'll be acting as your hearing lead today. Also with us today, sir, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Westby, sir. I believe you can see Mr. Westby on the screen now. Mr. Sturgeon, prior to your hearing today, you signed and form that notified you that you were going to have this board's hearing today. You recall signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, on that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I represent myself.
Okay, thank you, sir. Well, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes,
I do.
Okay, Mr. Sturgeon, your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, the board will make a determination whether the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, the board will make a decision whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start out in phase one. Sir, you have three allegations listed on your warrant. I am going to read each of those allegations to you. When I read you the allegations, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, the first allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 4, as demonstrated by your failure to attend MRT Cognitive Behavioral Treatment Program at Correctional Healthcare Center for substance abuse on or about December 17, 2018, as directed by your PO on December 12, 2018. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, the next allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to report in to Mesa Parole Office for a contact visit on or about January 11, 2019, as verbally directed on December 12, 2018 by your PO. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
So, and then the third and final allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 720 South Mason Drive on or about January 13, 2019, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Says that your whereabouts are unknown unless you were an absconder from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, then, based on the admission of Mr. Sturgeon, I'm going to move to find that he was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses or about to lapse into criminal ways or a company.
Second.
Okay, motion by myself, second, Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed. Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones, Dr. Wright. Okay, sir, we're going to go into phase two of the hearing. During phase two, as I told you earlier, the board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision. We're going to start out phase two with first getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Westby. Well, I'm going to go over some information with you in the warrant, see if the board has any additional questions, give you an opportunity to present any information relevant to this case that you would like to present, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Westby.
Mr. Sturgeon was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections on September 27, 2018. He was arrested January 30, 2019 by Mesa PD and was on the ABC warrant and was found in possession of dangerous drugs, methamphetamines, and paraphernalia, and was not employed on those charges. He was back in DOC custody on January 30th, 2018, with an adjusted period of supervision ending of July 13th, 2019, 17 of 7 days. Current conviction, 2016, taking identity of another 3 years. Prior convictions, 2016, taking identity of another 2.5 years. 2016, burglary, second degree, 3.5 years. This is his first term in DOC. CUIR score 3.1, mental health score 1, substance abuse score 2. There's no gang information noted, no prior terms of supervision. He has no disciplinary violations. For arrest, 2000, a law for use of transportation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2001, a law for use of transportation, Arizona, felony conviction, probation. His community risk score is a G4,
B4. Thank you, Mr. Westman. So, sir, I see that you were released on September 27th of 2018. From prison. You were approved at a placement at Changes at 1344 South Mesa Drive in Mesa, Arizona. Then it looks like you were discharged for self-admitting to using methamphetamine on November 26th of 2018. Then it looks like on November 29th, you were temporarily approved to stay at the Best Western located at 1563 Gilbert Road. Then it looks like on December 3rd, you were approved to stay with Michelle Bellini at 507 Martha Williams, apartment A in Mesa. It looks like on December 13th, you were approved to reside at Island Press, located at 720 South Mesa Drive, but you didn't have any other placement. Where was Island Press? Was that a halfway house, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so what happened when you were staying with Michelle?
With you?
So it looks like a Michelle.
Jesse, I go to my previous parole officer, approved previous territory, and so I got into another Apple House, so that's why I went to Apple House, back to the Apple House.
Okay, so what happened at the Happy House, sir?
At the Happy House, I worked nights, and someone stole my backpack, and I lost my keys. Well, they've been leaving the door unlocked for me, and I get up to like 3 in the morning. And one night they didn't, so then I went to a friend's house and they kicked me out for that.
So where were you working at, sir?
R&J Building Supplies.
So you still working?
Mesa.
So you still working there when you got arrested?
Yes, sir.
So where did you stay after they put you out of the halfway house?
I stayed, I bounced back to the hotel, and then I had a friend that lived over on Powell Road. It was just another co-worker.
So why did they kick you out of the halfway house? Other than did you leave and not come back?
I said that I didn't follow their program or something by not coming home.
So it looks like you did take a few UAs while you were out, and they all came back negative, except you had one of them that was diluted. So did you relapse and use drugs, or what was going on with you?
I did.
What kind of drugs did you use?
Kind of what set me off track.
What kind of drugs, sir?
It was meth.
So you were actually doing pretty good. You had a job, and then you relapsed and you started using drugs. Do you have any family that's here in the metropolitan area, the show of Phoenix?
Yeah, I got some family that's in East Mason and West Junction.
Do you have any contact with them?
I talked to my sister since I've been out, but that's it. My mom passed away last March when I was incarcerated. And I got a stepfather out there, but I got my family real small.
Okay. So what were you doing when you came in contact with Mesa TV, sir?
I wasn't doing anything. I was just walking down the sidewalk. I don't even know why they even pulled me over. He said I looked like I was burglarizing houses. I was just walking home from Walmart, getting ready to go eat breakfast at like 10:30 in the morning.
Okay, so you just walked down the street, the police rolled up on you, ran a check on you?
So I guess I was walking through their neighborhood. A cop lived in the neighborhood. I was walking through and he said I looked like I was chasing houses or burglarizing houses. I don't know if that's your profile or what. I don't understand why I look like I was doing that, but I was walking down the road, yeah.
So let me see if the board has any additional questions for you. Okay, seeing no additional questions coming from the board, sir, what happened on when you were arrested? I understand that you was in possession of drug paraphernalia and drugs. What happened when the police, what do you have on you? Were you in possession of some drugs when you got arrested?
Allegedly,
yeah. Allegedly?
In my bag.
Okay, so what happened? Are you still going? Is that still pending, or what's going on with that?
Yes, still pending.
Okay.
I haven't heard nothing about it.
All right, so let me see if the board has any additional questions. Send no additional questions coming from the board. Mr. Stoneborn, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board relevant to this case without repeating yourself, sir?
No.
No? All right, so the board's going to go into discussion as we come up on the conclusion of the hearing. While the board's in discussion, so I'm going to ask you to remain on the phone. However, I need you to remain silent while the board's in discussion. I will get back with you after the board has made a decision, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you, sir. Stay on the phone.
Thank you.
All right. Okay, the board's now going into discussion. Of course, Mr. Stoneborn was doing so. He did take some UAs or negative, but then he relapsed. He was actually working during that period of time. He had a job. So he was walking down the street, the police pulled up on him and ran a check on him and found out he had a warrant. He said he don't know exactly why the police stopped him, but he said the police told him it looked like he was burglarizing houses as he was walking through the neighborhood. Mr. Stoneborn has a release date of July 13th of 2019, which is a few months from now. During this time when he's released, he won't be on any parole or community supervision. He doesn't have any discipline. He's not an STD member. However, I think he just goes ahead and complete his time, work on a program, so when he gets out, he'll be a productive citizen, not getting involved in any more negative contact with law enforcement. So I think it's going to be best at this time for him to go ahead and complete his time until he's released on July 13th of 2019. However, I'm going to listen to the colleagues. Seeing no comments coming from the colleagues then, I am going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Stoneborn, find that he was delinquent, did violate the terms and conditions of the supervision, and had lapses, about to lapse, into criminal rage or company. That will be my motion.
Second.
Okay. Motion by myself. Second by Ms. Woodenhouse. Agree, Mr. Canellis, Mr. Moore, Dr. Wright. Okay, sir.
Yeah.
So the board is voting to revoke your community supervision. You will be released on July 13th of 2019, which is a few months away. So go ahead and try to work with your CO3 while you're there. Work on any programming that you can take and try to remain discipline-free as you have been since you've been there. When you're released in July, sir, you won't be on any parole or community supervision. And hopefully, sir, you'll have a plan and a program so that when you get released, you'll be out there, you'll be productive, you won't have any major contact with law enforcement, and hopefully this board won't have to see you come back before this board again, okay? Mr. Stoneborn, I do want to thank you for the opportunity for appearing before this board today. That's going to conclude the hearing.
You
too, sir. Thank you.